Track 4, Quaker Lane and Quaker Way. You should now be outside the bus station on Quaker Way. During 1973, the old meeting house and grounds on Quaker Lane were pulled down to make way for a new inner ring road around the town centre. Quaker Way was named in memory of the old meeting house and burial ground. The old meeting house was an impressive building with large gates at the front. The burial ground was well tended and managed like a garden and was shaded by trees. The historian W.S. Harrod gave a quaint description of the meeting house.
Very neat on the outside, and within, the assembly inside consisted of respectable people in plain, neat, yet costly apparel.
Records from 1841 give us some idea of the cost of maintaining the meeting house. For example, William Neal was paid 7 shillings and 6 pence for lighting fires at the meeting house, and his wife was paid 2 guineas a year for cleaning it. In 1818, repairs to the meeting house roof cost 1 shilling, unlike in 1823, when damage caused by the wind cost £1.14 and 7 pence, with an extra 1 shilling for ale for the workmen. While some Quakers were meeting in Mansfield, other Quakers were also worshipping at a house in Skegby, a nearby village. This house belonged to a lady called Elizabeth Houghton, who was to become the first person to be convinced of the truth by George Fox. She was a foundational member of the early group called Children of Light, a name which the Quakers adopted later. It was Houghton's words which convinced Fox that God anointed women for ministry as well as men. Elizabeth Houghton led an incredible life. She travelled to America several times and petitioned King Charles II to help stop the persecution of the Quakers. She refused to kneel in his presence. She suffered this persecution in England and in the New World, being jailed several times. She died at age 71 whilst on a trip to Jamaica with George Fox to visit the Quakers there.
To continue to the almshouses, turn right and carry on along Quaker Way. Continue under the viaduct onto Albert Street and cross over St. Peter's Way straight onto Nottingham Road, where you will find the almshouses immediately on the right